Greetings, everyone, and thanks for joining me for this edition of our Sunday School Preview. This Sunday's lesson is entitled, A Vision of Restoration, and is found in Zephaniah chapter 3, verses 14 through 20. Today's lesson follows a theme we have encountered in previous lessons from the text of the Minor Prophets. Zephaniah prophesied in the pre-exilic era to the kingdom of Judah. Just like his contemporaries, he decried the idolatry, oppression, unfaithfulness, and unrighteousness that had become a way of life among the people. Even the false prophets and priests were guilty of the same things. They all warned of God's impending judgment against them. Yet the people would not heed their warnings. Much of what was going on then is going on today. People don't fear God's judgment, nor do they believe it will come. After Zephaniah gives his warning, he turns his attention to the daughter of Zion or Jerusalem. This phrase refers to those who are the faithful and elect of God. Because they will suffer along with the unrighteous, he assures them that God will restore them of his judgments. He speaks of a time when God will be with them and among them as their king. All those who spoke against him and all their enemies will be removed. They will experience perfect peace. He assures them that the Lord is their Savior and delights in them, rejoices over them, and loves them. He promises to gather them from every part of the world and turn their shame into glory, no matter what their condition or state of oppression. At that time, he will judge all who oppress them. He promises to bring them home in glory and honor, and all people of the earth shall see it unfold before their very eyes. This is the gospel message that Jesus brought to us. It is the promise of a day when God will reward the righteous and judge the unbelievers. Today, as then, the righteous will suffer along with the unrighteous. But today, as then, God promises to make it up to his people when he calls who he calls the daughter of Zion or Jerusalem. John in Revelation calls the church the new Jerusalem and a bride of Christ. Today, we must resist the temptation to become skeptical and faithless. Just like Hosea chapter 4, Zephaniah chapter 3 verses 1 and 2 says of the people, they have no restraint. The people are rebellious and defiled and accept no correction. But as the true people of God, God's people must continue to adhere to God's word while employing others to do the same. Then and only then will we too be part of the remnant God is coming to carry home. Well, I hope you will be able to attend Sunday school this coming Sunday and share your thoughts with your class. If you cannot attend your own Sunday school, you're invited to join us online at 9 o'clock a.m. live and interactive at our website. If you have any comments or questions, be sure to place them in the comments section of this preview. So until next time, remember to fear God and keep his commandments.